Yeah, it will be a short share. Shus, Dain, Abisai. A short share, more divrei chizuk, perhaps, to, as we'll see, various sources on a mitzvah. We're talking here, of course, Shabbos, Hilchus Shabbos. One of the halachas tucked away in the middle of Hilchus Shabbos, Reish Pehe, mamish in the middle of Hilchus Shabbos, is Hilchus Shnai Mikro Ve'echo Targum. Likroi HaParsha Shnai Mikro Ve'echo Targum. We've got before Hilchus Hadlokas Haneris, Hilchus Kiddush, Sammalochas. Talks about davening Musaf. And then Reish Pehe, in the middle of Likroi HaParsha Shnai Mikro Ve'echo Targum. And in fact, if you, the earlier sources go to the Oz Haruah, Vienna, really, this is the 13th century, he writes, B'shachris mashkin b'kodesh nai mikro v'chotagum. This is clearly our scholar before he goes to shul, mashkimin. In fact, you find the same loshen, Rab Amram Gorn, there's a Radvaz, they all talk about this linking to Shabbos, like going into Shabbos. In the Orach HaShulchan, he quotes this, as we'll see, with some reasons behind it. But before we do that, let's have a look at the original source. The source, of course, is the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Ches, Omed Aleph. Omer Rav Huna, Ba Yehuda Omer Rav Ami, Lo'olam Yashlim Odom Pash Yosef Im Atzibo. A person should always yashlim, conclude, complete. It also sounds a bit like we've seen before, leading up to the laning of the week. Imatzibo shnai mikro ve'chutagum, says the Gemara of Afilu Atoris, with even names, they've got to be repeated. Shnai mikro ve'chutagum, and then says the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara here in Brachos, shekol hamashlim pashiyos of imatzibo marichin lo yomov shnoisav. Kavaldik. A person who is mashlim, the parsha, with the tzibur, we'll have to understand what it means with the tzibur, ma'richin lo yomo v'shnoisov, min ha-shamayim, they lengthen his days, his years. Of course, v'shteitzach, we don't know the cheshbonus of the rabbeinu shel olam, but as a scholar here from the Gemara itself, ma'richin lo yomo v'shnoisov. Says Orach HaShulchan, in explaining this Gemara, Omrina Mibrachas. Lo'olam Yashlim Odom Pashiyosu V'matzibo. The introduction of the Orach HaShulchan, Shnai Mikro V'Echotagum. And he quotes, Marichin Lo Yoma V'Shnoisov. Kaloimar, this Mashlim, it's clearly focusing on this word Mashlim, concluding, finishing with, She'koyidom She'yikru Atzibo HaParsha B'Beisakneses, before the Shul lanes it, Yikro Oiso B'Beisoi. And here he's really starting telling us, as the Shulchan Aruch mentions, Bein b'Shabbos atzmoi b'boiker, as we saw the earlier sources, Bein b'chol oiser shavua, as the Shulchan Aruch will mention in a moment. But don't be makdim before that. Only that week is considered the week, the Seder of the week. And then he says, quoting, it's a Loshon of the Rambam, kimat word for word, Afal pi shekol odom shomea Torah b'chol Shabbos b'tzibur. Mipi hakure, we'll all be hearing the laning on the Shabbos. Mikol mokoim chayev likroi la'atz cholva, Loshon of the Rambam, Parshas oiso shavua shnai mikro ve'chotagum. Says the Orach HaShulchan, v'loi noida lonu tam shev dava. What's the real reason here? Shnai mikro, we're going to lane it anyway. What is this shnai mikro ve'chotagum? B'short, so he says the following, u'bevadai, not everybody agrees with this Orach HaShulchan. Orach HaShulchan says, certainly, b'shor she'tiken Moshe Rabbeinu likros ba'Torah, as the Gemara explains, Moshe Rabbeinu was one who was mesakein, remember the 3 days without a gap, Ezra then increased that takona, but originally it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen to what he says. He says, tiken gamken takona zu. Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chvoidu ba'atzmoiz mesakein this takona, שכל אחד יקרא שני מיקרו ואחד תרגום. והלבוש, לבוש רייץ, כדי שיהיה בוקי בתורה. Person should be בוקי בתורה. So he says, ואין זה מספיק כמובן. That, so, punkt, it's got to be a שני מיקרו ואחד תרגום. איך ואיץ, you can do that for יומי. You can do lots of other things. What's שני מיקרו? ונראה, he says the following. דאכילב בתורה, in לימוד תורה, is שמיעה in לימוד. Listening and learning. כמו שאומרים, we say in ביחס אבו רבו, לשמוע ללמוד, and if you had the opportunity, ללמוד too, but לשמוע and ללמוד. והנה השמיעה, היא בשבס מספר תורה כשרה. That will be the ultimate שמיעה, you'll have a kosher ספר תורה. כסובה קדוס ובהלוכה, written correctly, of course, by בהחשב, ולכן ילמוד מקודם, learn first, בחומיש, ויעלה בקודש, going up madrigas. First of all, interesting, you're doing the original limud, lilmoid, lishmoya mi sefer Torah. Ultimately, to listen to a sefer Torah. Okay, but it still doesn't explain what's this shnai mikro ve'echot talgum. He says, the Gemara says in Sota, and you'll know this, kolois uprotois nem rubi Sinai. We know, ha-Sinai, zman matan Torah seinu, that's the original klolos, the generalities, the details, nem rubi Sinai. Ve-nishnu ba-oyel moed. Later on, Moshe Rabbeinu explained all the protim in the oyel moed, number two. Ve-nishtalgshu ba-arvas moed. As we find in Sefer Devarim, there's a third time things are mentioned, and that is in arvas moed, as we mentioned at the beginning of Devarim. Lochein tzorech lilmoid gimu pa'omim, every posuk, he says, even if there's no targum, in other words, it's going to be the same translation, the same word, but he says, better still, ach b'mokim sheish targum, bocharu b'targum ha'pam ha'shlishi, and that fits in beautifully with the third time, which was, of course, in Dvorim, where it's be'er heitev, Moshe Rabbeinu explained it, be'er heitev, kedei sheyovin ma'ashuhu loymeit. V'hatalgum korv l'loshen HaKodesh, the Talgum is very close to Loshen HaKodesh anyway, Nitten b'Sinai, the Gemara talks about this in the Dorim, and therefore, what's been selected here, or according to the Takon of Moshe Rabbeinu, is Shnai Mikro ve'echo Talgum. This already is the introduction to this whole mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's very interesting, we quoted Kol HaMashlim Pashi Yosef Matzima Marichim Neyonu V'Moshe Noisov Mevesin Yitzchak Heshbeinus, as we said. The Mishnah Berurah, you'd expect, is Pasning Alochus. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Aleph, Kol HaMat, this is the Chofetz Chaim Paskening, in case you might think there's some doubt about this, maybe there are others who argue, Kol HaMashlim Pashi Yosef Imatzibo Marichin Lo Yom V'Shnoisov. And often find the Mishmur telling me this is how we Paskin Marichin Lo Yom V'Shnoisov. Gewaldig. And if you want to look into this, we're already talking in Kabbalah, we've got the Shloh. The Shloh explains, he's talking about the cosmos, he's talking about the spheres. He's talking, into Kabbalah, where he explains that the Shnai Mikra, together with the Targum and the Leining you'll have later on, together with the words, together with the letters, you've got the vowels, you've got the Naginus, all that together is Mashlim, the whole Bria, if you want. Let's look there in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Shloh. The Maharal also has a piece in Tiferes Yisrael, but it's particularly the Shloh goes into this. We don't understand what's Tutzach though, but it's absolutely colossal what's happening with the Shnai Mikra and Echot Targum, the Hashloma came out of the Bria that's taking place, and therefore, says the Shloh, that's why you're Mashlim, I'll be Mashlim your days. Adarama, Mayrichna Yom of Vishnoisav, as you state in the Shloh. Says the Tur, actually quoting from the Rosh, it's a Pirish really on the Rosh. And that's brought in the very second halacha here. Im lomad ha-pasha be-pirish Rashi, choshuv kamoy targum. That's The Rosh seems to be, that's what the Torah explains Pshat in the Rosh. Choshuv kamoi Targum, but not everybody agrees. And here you can see in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes with the Bealocha, there's a machlokes, whether or not Pirish Rashi is equivalent, concludes the Mishnah Berurah. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch himself says, V'yorei Shomai Mikra Targum Agam Pirish Rashi, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ube'emes Kein Royu Linoig L'chol Odom, Sheyilmoid B'chol Shavua Hasedra in Pirish Rashi, Levada Targum, besides the Targum. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah says here, and also in the Be'alocha. But he says this, and I'm just quoting the words of the Chofetz Chaim. In one of his Michtovim, the Chofetz Chaim, which he wrote in Iyar 1929, he writes a Ma'amar Das Torah, and he says the following. He says, people have asked me, the Chofetz Chaim, people have asked me, we see the Alas Simonim of Mashiach, the Chutzpah Yatzpin, the Pesheitzach, and everything else. Asidim Lios Kodim, he says, Kimat Niskaimu Kulam. And he says, the Chilal Hashem HaGodol Ba'olam. So he says, why can't the radio still the way he writes here? He says, maybe Goyliv Neva name Laman Shemoy, there should be a Kiddush Hashem, there's such a grace of Chilal Hashem, so bring Mashiach already. Shemikol Zelavad Hoyo Royo Sheova Mashiach Tzidkenu. This is the Chofetz Chaim. Ulevasoif Adain Soivlim Onu Mip. We suffer, as we all know here, Eretz Yisrael, we're suffering terribly. V'yeshua Oid V'choyka Meitonu. V'yim Keimazois Osele Kim Lonu. What's going on? This is the kasha of the Chofetz Chaim. And he says, this is what I answered. I said, Bavada lo yipole mi Hashem kol dova. Of course, the Rebbe Hashem can bring Mashiach, as he writes here, Usashuas Hashem keherefayin. Hayoim im b'koy lo yishishmo'u. Of course, he can bring the gula b'chol yoim. He says, listen to this. Aval hadovo borur etzli. Chofetz Chaim. Dovo borur etzli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'akev. He writes it ktsas as managula. Sadly, since then, that's 1928. Kedei shenochin es atzmeinu lebi'as haMashiach. We need to be ready. V'loy novoy lekalbu ponov. We're going to agree Mashiach tzidkenu. And he writes here, arumim b'toyra v'mitzvos. We won't be clothed correctly. And he brings a moshel here. Imagine, invited to a gavaldig simcha, very chosh of a simcha, and you're not clothed correctly. What? Abusha? Abizoyen? He says, "B'yad Hashem l'viyu b'chol yoyim, machakim kol yoyim." But we need lahochin es atzmenu b'toyra over mitzvahs of a masim tovim. Shdiz alu levushim horuchniim to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. Then he says, we know Gemara already talks about a person should divide up his time: shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'gemara. And he says the following: Ika limud ha'mikra. The Ikar Limud of, you've got a Mikra, Psukim. Limud Parshas HaShavua Impirish Rashi Zal B'chol Shavua. He quotes the Rosh. Shetzivo Labon of Lilmud Parshas HaShavua Impirish Rashi. He says here, not just stump to learn, we have a drash, you need to learn the whole Sedra. That's what he says. And he writes here, Ein onu yotzi midei chavosim b'targum. Ein ochinami, there is the takona, the original takona was the targum. But he says, Ein onu yotzi midei b'targum. Lefi she'ein hamoinei acheinu b'nei Yisrael mevinim oisai. Who understands? Otrichim onu lebiyo nichbod she'yifarish heitev es ha-Torah gedusha. And that's exactly the lashon he used here in the Mishnah Berurah, where he says, particularly, you need to have Pirush Rashi as well. He says, look, he says, ki yesh kama pashis b'Torah b'frat b'chelik v'yikra. How are you going to manage Vayikra just with the Targum to understand what's going on there with the Lalu Kabonis, the Zvochim, Menachos, and Yonim? She'i efshal avinom klal al yedei Targum. Ainochinami, that's the Takono, we have to do Shnai Mikra Vecho Targum. But don't think that suffices. Es kol ze motsosi, he says, this is what I wanted to say. This is the Eshta Alev, there are other things here as well, not much more. Harebiati kan ktsas, what we need to prepare for Bias HaMashiach. This is the Loshen of the Chofetz Chaim. So one could say that this is all very good. We're talking about those people who maybe haven't got a yediyah in Torah, but you've done chumash one year, the next year, and maybe even in zoichi you've done with all the rashis, and we've got achinu b'nei Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we're blessed with gevaldiga talmidei chachomim, Kuhl Menschen, gewaltige Talmide Chachomim. If the whole reason is the Mikra, is to be able to understand the Torah properly, these people don't understand it. Maybe Chveis, Hamoinam, good. What about everybody else? This queer question was raised to the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe, Zatzal. Rav Moshe was asked in 1969, moving on a bit, 1969, Chanukah, punkt. He says, Be'inyan ha-mitzvah she-mukhuyev kolechod likroi ha-pasha b'chol shavua. Shnai mikro v'echatavu, the kasha for the Igros Moshe. V'rabu Yisenu, he says, even Rishonim, as we saw the Torah, the Rosh, hoisifu, they've added, she-tzorech lilmoid gam pirish rashi, al kol ha-pasha, she-nisrashel ma'oid af itzel ha-bi b'nei Torah. Sadly, we're a bit slack. Nisrashel, even b'nei Torah. So he's writing here, especially as what we've seen here, the Ikar Limud is that we should have Yediyah in the Psukim. So these people, they are Talmidei Chachomim, that's what he's saying here. But Habib ben Eitu, he says they're very mekel about this. He says, Poshut uboru, k'moy shalei nifta shum odo mikol mitzvah drabon. A person's not exempt. A greater Talmud Chacham is part of mitzvah Chanukah. It's a mitzvah midrabonon, and a tana she'osik b'Torah. He's busy. It's for Numan. He's busy. Osik b'Torah, not in the business. Osik b'Torah. Kein lo niftru af mi mitzvah zu. Nobody's exempt. Va'adaraba af mi she toirosoi umnosoi. Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Remember the Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Various heterim he had the gabit filler. Rav Shimon ben Yochai. That's toirosoi umnosoi. That nothing else. Only Torah constantly. They were Peturim Mitfila under certain circumstances, the Gemara. He said, doesn't matter. Gamze, it's also considered Limud Torah. You'll tell me once a person's Boki has to spend so much. It is even a person who's a Grisa Boki, a Grisa Talmud Chacham, must spend some time on Mikra. That's what he says here. Enoch Inami doesn't have to learn constantly Mikra. He's moved on to other things. He says it doesn't matter. Mikomo kon ho mechuyev gam even kon to Rambam lil moed ba'ezes man Torah shebichsav. Im kein boro shekriya shnai mikra vechotagum vadai hu memela bichlal chiyuvoi. That's part of his chiyuv al slimut Torah. Yes, al slimut Torah sheboi. He's mechuyev to do that. He says kamoshi yichtu chachomim lil moed b'chol shavua vadai hu chayev. And he can't pat himself by saying, I'm learning something else. I'm doing dafayomi. I'm doing, these are the people who are grace of Talmidei Chachomim. He says, Levad, he adds, besides, that's even ignoring my original comment, my original answer. He says, Levad, ha-mitzvah, ha-noisvah, shed chiyuv chachomim. Besides the fact that I've got an extra chiyuv midrabonon. Ignoring all of that, it comes under the category of even a Talmud Chacham, Asala Mikra. And the way they organized, even going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, you've got to do it through Shnai Mikra ve'echotagum. He said that, Umameila ein patur, ein potum is there, afla elu she terosan. He says, even those people who were terosan and monosan people. Karab Shim ben Yuchoy, if we even had people like that today. Ubifrat, he said, particularly, la doireno, our generation, she ein onu yucholim loimash onu bekim, we're all bekim in Mikra. He says, the frustrated, it doesn't matter whoever you are, you have to take time off to be able to do the Shnai Mikra ve'echotagum, and particularly, as Igros Moshe mentions as well, hoisifu lilmoid, also, they added to learn also Pirush Rashi, the chashivas of this Pirush Rashi. I saw in this wonderful little kuntras, it's all talking about Shnai Mikra and Rashi, there's a kuntras. It mentions the following story. Now, of course, with stories, one needs to be a little bit wary, as I was. But listen to the story first. This Kuntras came, it's 20 years ago already. It mentions here, again, I'm just mentioning the story. He says, 30 years ago, or now 50 years ago, a group of boys went from Yeshiva's Prezhburg, that's where Rav Tzvi is now, that same, prior to Rav Tzvi, that Mokum is Yeshiva's Prezhburg, and there was previously. They went to Meron. I think it was for a particular point they wanted to be mispallel. They went to Meron. So this is now 50 years ago. And sadly, Be'emtza HaDerech, on the way, Lo Aleinu, he says, there was a terrible accident, a car accident. And he says, Shloisha Bahurim Niftaru, Rachmana Litzlan. Three Bahurim were killed. That's terrible. Sheitzach, the whole yeshiva, can imagine, the whole yeshiva. This is a terrible, terrible tragedy. But in particular, there was Bocho Echod, one particular Bocho, from this. He was a chavrusa of one of those boys. He used to learn a normal chavrusa. For Sheitzach, Mizdazem, he couldn't control, he couldn't comfort him in any way. Don't forget, these are young boys. I mean, even so, these are young boys. He just lost his chavrusa. Ubo Elov, this is the story. Ubo Elov chaveroi b'chaloim. His chaver, the one who sadly was killed, one of them, came to him in a dream. And he said to him, Ein l'cho alma litztar. Don't be worried about me. Don't you worry about me. He said, it's wonderful in Olam or Elion. Came to him in a dream. Va'omaloi, and he said to him, do you remember that I sat and I learnt and I finished Pirish Rashi every week? Do you remember that? He says in his dream. Ato, now that I've reached Olam or Elion, they're paskin that I can go into the Heichel of Rashi. And you don't need to be worried about me at all. Ein chotzorich liyos shorubatzah. That's the story. So when I saw this, what a wonderful story. But as you say, one's a little bit wary about stories. So I got this. There's a phone number here. So I rang the phone number. I said, wonderful kuntrus, wonderful story. But can you tell me who was this Bocher? I mean, I don't believe you. Can you tell me that? Well, he was a boy, an ilum shame. I said, no, I won't publicize it necessarily. Tell me who it is. And he said to me, this Bocher is Reb Zev Feldman Shlita from Stanford Hill. Reb Zev Feldman. He was in Preshbuch. So when I heard I was giving the shir on Schleimikra tonight, last Thursday I rang him up in Stanford Hill. Reb Zev Feldman, the dime. Is a dime, yeah? Reb Zev Feldman. So I rang him up and I said, I'm giving the shir. I've seen this story. I'm told it's meant to be the Rov. I'd like to mention it's a Gavaldi Chizuk, if it's true, in the name. And he said, absolutely true. And he said, yes, you can mention my name if it will help to be Machazik. Absolutely true. And the way he said it over to me, the story, as if the dream happened yesterday. And he said it happened in Elul Tofshin Chof Gimel. That's 1962, before 1962, he said he was a very young boy, a teenager. He was learning there in Preshburg in 1962 with this, and this exactly that what happened to him. He was also hurt. He ended up in hospital, but Baruch Hashem is okay. And he said to me, this is the Lashon, because he said in Yiddish, how this boy spoke to him in Yiddish, and I wrote this down. He said, ihr kennt sein ruhig. That's what this Bocher said to him in his dream. He said, you could, don't worry, I'm perfectly okay. It's wonderful here. So I said to Feldman, it's also mentioned, they quote also from the old Sar Sholem from Bells, and others also mention that a person who learns Rashi properly goes into Masifta of Rashi. So I mentioned this to him. He said, absolutely, I heard about that, but I must tell you this. He said this on the phone. At that stage when this happened, I had not heard of such an idea. Afterwards, I heard about this. So what he wanted to tell me, it wasn't with the back of my mind and I was thinking this and I was hoping. I hadn't heard of this whole musug of being in the Masifta of Rashi. He said this only years later. I heard that there are people who say that a person goes into the Masifta of Rashi. Good. So this is Gabaldika, the story, as I say. What are we meant to do, Rabbi Yisach? It's my son, Moshe Yehuda. It says he in Bnei Brak. He said it's wonderful to watch Reb Chaim Shlita, Reb Chaim Kanievsky on Shabbos. Just before after Mincha, he's done already Shnai Mikarecha Tagan. This is Reb Chaim Shteitzach, and how he does the Rashi's. His fingers on the Rashi's like this. You know, that's Reb Chaim. So you know, we're not. And he says he has his grandchild or his great grandchild next to him. Every so often he stops to say a bit on a Rashi, and otherwise it's just his finger just going down the Rashi's as you can imagine. But Reb Chaim, but we are not on this type of level. What are we meant to do? Says the Mishnah Berurah Nochamol in Sifkot and Ches. It's quoted here. When does this start, this mitzvah? Shnai Mikra Ve'achotagum and Rashi. So already says in Sif Gimel, Miyom Rishon Ve'eilech Choshev Imatzivah. From Sunday on, that's already considered in Matzivah. It's building up to the following Shabbos. Oh, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kamo Achroinim, he says, they write, Dimu Kore Mitchilas HaShavua V'Hola, that's all considered mitzvah min al-mufcha. It's true, we have found various sources that they do it Dafka Erev Shabbos. The Arizal used to do it on Friday. We've found, as we just saw there, in the Oizarua, they did it on Shabbos. But he said, don't worry, there are lots of Achroinim that say it's still considered mitzvah min al-mufcha if you start on Sunday. Otherwise, there's just no way Rebbe Gonta can get there. Kumosha Gosef Bes Yosef, he says also from the Rambam, and he brings from the Gorn, Shoyo Noig, take of Achat Tfilah, Bechol Yom Nikroi, Miktsas HaSidra, Shnai Mikro Ve'eretagum, and finishing on the Shabbat. So, this is the first point, that we don't have to try and do it all on the Friday, because otherwise it will be impossible. It's certainly impossible Friday night after the gefilte fish. It's going to be impossible. But maybe if we're building up little by little, and again, this doesn't mean to say we should be mavatal all our other gevaldige chavrusas and shiurim, but we can see here from Rav Moshe, it's got to be done. There are others that say that Enochinami the Shnai Mikra of Echot Targum has got to be done. The Rashi, some people build up over years. In other words, the first year, like in school, the first year they go up to Sheni, the second year they only Bubli Neder, the second year they go up to Shlishi and Revi until over in Mitzvah Shem, if they're Marich and Yom Avushneisov, they'll get there and finish in 7 years. They'll actually then, maybe ultimately, we'll get a little bit Ke'en Reb Chaim going through those Rashis. Let me just finish with a Gevaldia Balaturim. The first Balaturim in Parsha Shemois may be familiar to some people. Ve'ele Shemois B'nei Yisrael. It's a remez. Ve'ele Shemois B'nei Yisrael. Balaturim. Here we are. Rosh HaTevis. Ve'ele Shemois B'nei Yisrael. Ve'odom asher loymeid haseide shnayim mikro ve'echod tagum. Bekoil noim yosher. Singing it nicely. Presumably it means with the tamim. Yichye shonim rabbis aruchim la'olam. That's a remez from the Balaturim here in. And just to conclude, you mention, it says here, marichin loy yomov ushnoisav. Says, an interesting deloshim, what's this? Marichin loy yomov ushnoisav. What's days and years? I mean, once you've got the years, you've got the days, haven't you? He says, "V'nira li, ta'arichas yomim goes on tova." We talk about kitzur yomim. Einochinami, long years. That means a long life, but a happy life. That's in the yomim. Each day should be a gevaldige day. Ma'arichin no yomim. Each day should be wonderful, and not only that, in length. So, in other words, talking here both quantity and quality. And in Mitzvah Hashem, let us hope if we get a little bit of chizuk. Each one in his own way. Mr. Shem, let's hope that Marichin and Yom HaVishneisov, not just for us, for Klal Yisrael, the whole community, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, we need these Gevaldige Yeshuas. Let's hope Marichin and Yom HaVishneisov for each member of Klal Yisrael, and as the Chafetz Chaim says, hopefully this will lead to the B'ez Goel Tzedek, B'mehir V'yomein, Amen.
Doesn't taste the
Yes. Quite right.